halacha of the Marsha to resolve Shitas HaToisus. We still haven't explained Shitas Rashi. We have to get back to that. But to resolve Shitas HaToisus, is that you have to break down Nida to be two different stages, two different statements, and therefore there's really, in the Makar from Nida, from the Safra Law, there's really two Makaris. There's one Veinenayir Echad that's not connected to Chazaka, because Ein Adam Roya Kol Shah. And then there's a second Edus that she's Tahora after the Tefillah, and that is Taka Keneged HaChazaka, because no one removed the Cheskas Isser, that she's Tameh. And how is she Neman for that? That is Taka from Biyodo. So according to the Marsha's reading of Tosfos, the Safra Law is a packed pasuk. It's the mocker for this Shas concept of Eidech Nehem Yisurin Shaloi Keneged HaChazak, when it's not against the Cheskas Isser. And it's also the mocker for Biyodo, which before this Marsha, I would have maybe said that was a Svara. But apparently, he doesn't think so. However, the Ramban somehow disagrees with that. The Ramban thinks that Tosfos really just held that all the Ne'emonos was Biyodo. I'm not sure what his girsa was in our Tosfos. Doesn't sound like that from our Tosfos. But clearly, the Ramban thought that the whole Ne'emonos of Isha is Biyodo. But that really begs the question that Tosfos really argues on Rashi, is that once you're in the world of Biyodos, and then that kind of drains the mucker for Eidech Nehem Yisurin. So if you're giving, like, just like Tosfos attacked Rashi, that don't give me examples of Shechita or Truma that are all Biyodo, because that clearly from the Gemara in Yevamos Peches is a different avenue of Ne'emonos. So then how could the Ramban think that that's what Tosfos is holding if the Ramban is Gufa attacking Tosfos, that holds that what? The Safra Law is the mucker for Eidech Nehem Yisurin. That also needs Hesbeh. Comes along the Shmaitza, and he introduces the Shita of the Ma'arid, and this is what we ended off shiur yesterday with. Ma'arid had a Chiddush La'alacha in Hilchos Chazaka. The Ma'arid says that any Chazaka that naturally is Asuya Le'ishtanos, is going to change, that is not a valid Chazaka. That's not similar to the classic example of Chazaka, that were us not to get involved, it was not necessarily omit to change. Like Nige Batim, Tsaras, Samemela, Zakta Ma'arit, such a Chazaka is not a Chazaka. And the Ma'arit says that is exactly why a Nida has the ability to say that she, to Ne'emonis, in the area of Nida, the Pasuk of a Safra Law. So Zakta Ma'arit, Alkar came and she yoyed in the Sof Yishlamo Yimei Tumaso. So therefore, it's not going to be what? It's not going to be what? Kenegada Chazak. So built into the Nida, since it's eventually going to stop, it's not going to be a Chazak. Shmaitza Gimel in Perakid Aleph says, Ma'arit, did you learn Gittin Dav Bezim at Bez? Amnon Kvar Hikshu Taisis Kushi Zubarej Gittin. Umitartzala, Taisis asks, why isn't a Nida Kenegada Chazak, and how could I learn the source of Eidech Nehem Yisurin from Nida? Taisa says, "Vim Taimer Minolan De Eidech Nehem Yisurin Yeshlam De Alfida Minida Darshin and Sofer Hakamad V'Safra La'atzma." Vim Taimer Im Kein Afilu V'Chazik Yisurin. I'm quoting Taisa. Yeshlam De Eino Becheska Shteirel Kol Shah Shavur Shiva Taimer Meila V'Lo V'Chazik Yisurin V'Gam Biyado Litva. Behindu, Zokta Shmeitz. The Afal gav the Huchsuk Alios Roa Gimel Odal Yamim, even though she had a Chazaka that she saw for 3 or 4 days. Lo Huchsuka Shatira Kach Loilam. She doesn't have a Chazaka that this is going to continue forever. Lachin Ki Amra Shapaska Miliros. Therefore, when she says she does not see the flow anymore, Eino Neged Chazaka of Nemenis. That is the source that she is Nemon Eidechad. Shalom Kenegar Chazaka. There's no Chazaka that she's going up against. Vahainu. To Becheska Sisha Sish Amrinan Kavin Shiniskacha Ukvar Hoysa Isha Sish Adayin Becheska Zu Kayemis. Right? They say over the Rugged Shav. The Rugged Shav used to say that an Isha Sish is a continuous status. It's to say Mazel Tov every second, right? because you're not. It's not just I got married once. You're the cheskas ish blives. It continues, right? So it's an ongoing halachic reality that is regenerating itself, right? It's exactly what the Shmaitz is saying over here. Ishes ish is something that's mamshich. Until the facts change, so that chazaka of Eishes Ish continues. Ava benida, when it comes to a nida, there is no chazaka that 7 days later that she is going to see today. She just saw for 3-4 days. There is no new riya. So there's no chazaka shetira kol shah. So what's the bothering the Shmaitza? Right? What's bothering the Shmaitza? According to you, the Ma'arit, Taisa should say, you know why it's not Keneged Cheskas Isser and Eid Echad? Anita Keneged what? The Cheskas Isser? It's because there's no Chazaka here. Why is there no Chazaka here? Not because an Isha is not Roya Kol Shah, but because it's a Chazaka, Asu Yilishtanet, which never registers as a Chazaka to begin with. So the Shmaitza says, Taisus is a right against the Ma'arit. Strike one, Ma'arit. I think Chazaka, Asuya L'shtanos, is also a Chazaka in halachic reality. And someone who's going, trying to figure out whether they're a Katan or a Gadol, so you can still rely on the Cheskas Katan or Ktana, because even though age is something that Memela happens. Second raya against the Ramban. Against the Ma'arit, yeah. Give me 1 second. I think I'm going to ask your question. Unless you're lost. Okay. Second kasha against the Ma'arit is from the Ramban. The Ramban attacks Tosfos in our sugya, and he says, "How could you learn Eidech Hanem and Bisurin from Nida?" Frek the Ramban, Ezra. What's the kasha and the Ramban? That's not a good mocker. Why? Because then what? Exactly what Tosfos says, because then it's Chazak Yisura, right? So therefore the Ramban says it has to be wrong, and Yotze min HaKlal Nida, ain't done an Efshe Misha Efshe, you can't learn from there, right? Tosfos is wrong. Why is it Keneged Cheskas Isser? What's the Ramban's Kasha? If the Ma'arit is right, ask the Shmaitza, there is no Cheskas Isser. It's Asuya L'shtanos. It was a temporary Chazaka. Temporary Chazaka are not considered Chazaka. You have a Raya Brura against the Tosfos and against the Ma'arit. And the Ramban, and therefore the Shmaitza goes on in a lot of his arichas, which we're not going to get into, that this concept that the Ma'arit was mecharish, that a chazaka, asuya l'shtanos, is not a chazaka, is wrong, and one of the two rayas is from Tosfos and the Ramban in Gid. Now, there might be other makaris, the Shmaitza thinks, that might be side with it, but that's his sheet. I was very bothered with the Shmaitza's attack on the Ma'arit. I understand what the Shmaitz is saying, but I don't understand why he necessarily thinks that the Tosfos is a raya against the Ma'arit, that if the Ma'arit was right, Tosfos shouldn't say what he said, but rather you should say more fundamentally that this is a chazaka asu l'shtanos, so therefore the Eid Echad is never being megad against the chazaka. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos asked the Kasha, if this is correct, that Nida is the source for Eid Echad, so let it be the source that Eid Echad is even by believed, Keneged Cheskas Isser. So what is Tosfos' answer in the first stage according to the Maharsha? Ein Isha Cheskas Shatira Kol Shah. So the Shmaitza says, that's a raya that Mela, there is no Chazaka today that she's going up against. Because she doesn't have blood today, right? Why can't you just read what Tosfos is answering to mean, and therefore yesterday's blood is not a chazaka that's going to be forever, and it's exactly what the Ma'arit says. It's a chazaka. Was that your kasha? So that was bothered by it. You could read the Tosfos to fit with the Ma'arit also. You don't have to say that there's no new blood. You could say that the old blood doesn't have a bearing because eventually it's going to stop. That's exactly what the Ma'arit was being mechadish. And this chazaka is never to begin with a bad chazaka, and maybe you could read the Tosfos like the Ma'arit. And it's a mucker that chazaka asu l'shtanos is not a chazaka. And then I found that the stipler in Kilas Yaakov, in Siman Aleph, in Gittin, read our Tosfos like that to answer the Shmaitz's kasha. And he says that's what the Ma'arit saw in Tosfos. That because a woman is not going to flow forever. It's a chazaka asur l'shtanus. So Mela never registered to begin with as a chazaka. So she was never up against the chazaka to begin with. This is the source for chazaka asur l'shtanus, or one of the sources. That's goofy what Taisus is saying. It's not just that tomorrow when she talks, there is no blood. That's not what Taisus meant. It means yesterday's blood does not create a chazaka and a last known reality that blibes and tells me about dinim for the future when that is asuya lehishtanis. Is it that there's no new blood, the Shmaitz is learning, or is it that yesterday's blood is irrelevant because that blood is temporary? Chayyur, one can learn Taisus like that. Ayin Shom, Kilus Yaakov Semina. From the Ramban, is Takatayin. The Ramban should have said that. And the Ramban thinks that this is a regular chazaka, so you might have a raya like the Shmaitza thinks from against the Ramban. Rabbi Yisai, that is really the stage of chazaka and the Eid Echad, and now we move on to Biyodah. Yeah, Asher.
I'm not really understanding how the Shmaitza explains. Like
when she says on the fifth day, I have no blood, so there's no chazaka. Because she's not going to necessarily, there's no reality that necessarily she means she's going to bleed forever. No. Marit's saying that the chazaka, the blood from yesterday doesn't create a chazaka. Because that blood eventually stops. Nafkamina is whether or not you, in other areas of Allah, if you have a chazaka that eventually will change, does that mean that the chazaka never registers to begin with?
So, Yishmaitz is like...
That's an acceptable chazaka, yeah.
It's like in between the Ramban and the Ma'ariv, like says that...
No, the Shmaitz is saying that that which you're being mechadish, that a chazaka that's going to eventually change, is not a chazaka, is not true.
It was a chazaka,
and therefore that could create a reality for the future until you know differently.
And the
yeah.
reason why you get out of it...
No. Tosus is saying that she has Nemonis, like the Marsha. But why does she have Nemonis?
Because of the
no. That's why she has Nemonis, why she's Tar. Why does she have Nemonis that she's not bleeding today?
That's
so the Shmaitza is saying, because there's no blood. Just because blood happened yesterday doesn't mean blood happens today. That's what Taisus is saying. And the Shmaitz is asking the Marit, why couldn't Taisus say better? Yesterday's blood also is irrelevant. Because that blood's going to stop. She never had a chazak to begin with. Rabbi Yisai.
Can I just explain why they're in Bonn again? How are you used that as a raya at this point?
How the Shmaitz used the Ramban right? Because the Ramban again assumes over here by a chazaka that's eventually going to end, which Marid is right, that it's a schazik, so that's considered a chazaka that affects halacha. Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand exactly where the Ramban came from. They argue Ramban acts on Tosfos.
Doesn't matter. They're both dealing with. I want to know an independent concept. Is this halachically considered a chazaka? The Ramban and Tosfos are definitely agreeing that there's a kasha over here. According to the Marit, kushami yekar les. What chazak? What is chazak? Why is there a chazak? It's chazak asuri lishtanis. I told you that any chazak asuri lishtanis in shas, godless, shanim, that's not chazak. So according to you, that should be the answer.
Yeah, obviously the Ramban disagrees with him. I'm saying that just shouldn't be a kasha. We should only be asking
Schmeitzes bring a raya from the Ramban and it disagrees with him. What do you have a time on Schmeitzes? Yeah.
So the nothing between Tosos and the
Ma'arit,
would be the last thing she's actually beating, whether that would be a chazaka or not?
No, whether or not this to begin with is a chazaka.
Anyways, it's going to not be a chazaka.
Exactly. It's going to eventually peter out. So should that now say that Memela, I don't even have an issue that there was never a chazaka registered to begin with over here, because this is a chazaka asui lishtanos. Whereas the Shmaitz is saying that's not what Tosfos answered. So perhaps Taisus held that the fact that it's going to eventually peter out doesn't misalik the fact that it's chazaka. Has to be some other concept, some other reality, which is removing the fact that this eight echad on day five is now being made connected to chazaka. Right, exactly. Exactly.
But the Ramban, that would be between the Ma'arin and the Ramban. The Ramban saying that it's a sister.
Yeah.
And the Ma'arin saying
that. And, right, exactly. Rabbi Isai, I thought this is very... I assume that the Olam didn't get into the Ran and the Biyado, right? I saw the Olam started with the Beis Halevi, but you didn't see the Ran and the Shmaitzes. So I'm going to hold off. Mirtz Hashem will continue with this after Rosh Hashanah about the, to try to save Rashi and to try to build up a new Mahalach in the entire Sugya to finish and to be Mashal the Sugya. It's not no gay to try to give Shiran if guys didn't see. But Rabbi Yisai, I think this is very apropos, and with this I close.